Section 9. Sharing the road. Everybody has a right to the roadway. Remember to be courteous and communicate your presence and intentions to avoid crashes. Pedestrians. Pedestrians can be difficult to see, and it may be difficult to determine their intentions. Pedestrians don't always obey traffic signals or walk in marked crosswalks, so as a driver, you must yield to pedestrians. Caution. Pedestrians who are visually impaired or blind, carrying a white cane or using a guide dog, have the right of way. Yield to pedestrians when turning. Be cautious around pedestrians near parked or stopped vehicles. Look for pedestrians and other objects before backing up. Be cautious near playgrounds and in residential areas. Be prepared to stop quickly. School zones. When lights are flashing or children are present, you must obey a slower speed limit. Obey crossing guards at intersections near a school. Motorcyclists. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. However, it may be more difficult to see them. There are special situations and conditions we need to be aware of so we can safely share the road with motorcycles. Allow a motorcyclist a full lane width. Space is needed for the motorcyclist to react to other traffic. Be aware that motorcycles can be part of the traffic mix. Always check your mirrors and blind spots for them. Motorcycles require a greater stopping distance than cars and other passenger vehicles. Do not assume a motorcycle is turning when you see its turn signal flashing. Motorcycle turn signals may not self-cancel, and the motorcyclist may have forgotten to turn them off. When following a motorcyclist, allow for a minimum 4-second following distance or more in wet conditions, or you may not have enough time or space to avoid a crash. Motorcycle riders may suddenly need to change speed or adjust lane position to avoid hazards such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement, which can be deadly to a motorcyclist. Bicyclists, say as interpret as characters, ORCSAYAS 45-11-52. Bicycles are considered vehicles when on roadways and must ride with, not against, other vehicular traffic. Bicyclists are required and expected to obey all traffic signs, signals, and pavement markings. Follow the same rules of the road as motorized vehicles. As a driver, be alert for bicyclists. Slow down when approaching or passing a bicyclist. Avoid sounding your horn close to a bicyclist. Only pass a bicyclist when it can be done safely. Maintain a safety zone of at least 3 feet between a motor vehicle and a bicycle. Avoid turning sharply in front of a bicyclist and do not force a bicyclist off the road. Be particularly careful around bicyclists when the roadway is wet or covered with sand or gravel. These conditions affect bicycles much more than motor vehicles. Check for bicyclists in your path before backing. Learn bicycle hand signals. If bicyclists cannot signal, look for other clues such as turning their head or looking over their shoulder before changing lanes. Commercial vehicles. Many crashes that occur between passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles could be avoided. Remember a truck's limitations by keeping these points in mind. Commercial vehicles are generally larger vehicles and less maneuverable than passenger vehicles. These vehicles have much larger blind spots than passenger vehicles. They have longer stopping and accelerating distances and need more room to turn. Turning. Give large vehicles plenty of room to maneuver a turn. Trucks or buses may make a wide right turn from the left lane to clear the corner of a curb or other obstruction. Do not squeeze between the large vehicle and the curb, as it will cause a serious crash. Let the large vehicle make its turn before driving up into the lane. Always stop behind intersection stop lines. These stop lines help to set you farther back at an intersection to give larger vehicles more turning space. Many crashes with large vehicles occur at intersections as motorists misjudge the speed of an approaching truck. When in doubt about the speed of an oncoming truck or bus, do not turn left in its path. Trucks and buses take longer to stop than smaller vehicles. Do not cut off a large vehicle in traffic or on the highway to reach an exit or turn, or to beat a truck into a single-lane construction zone. The few seconds that might be saved are not worth a life. The no zone. The no-zone is the area around large trucks or buses where vehicles disappear from the driver's view called blind spots. These blind spots are on the sides, rear, and front of the large vehicle. Keep in mind, the larger the truck, the larger the blind spot. Side no-zones. Large trucks and buses have large no-zones on both sides. They are much larger than your vehicle's blind spots. If you cannot see the driver's face in the side view mirror, the driver cannot see you. Avoid driving alongside a large vehicle for any longer than required under any circumstances. If the driver needs to swerve or change lanes, the chances of a crash are greatly increased. Front no-zones. Because of a large vehicle's size and weight, they take longer to stop than passenger vehicles. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes, under ideal conditions, traveling at 55 miles per hour, requires a minimum of 335 feet before coming to a complete stop, or greater than 1/1 of times the stopping distance of a passenger vehicle. When passing a large vehicle, look for the whole front of the vehicle in your rearview mirror before pulling in front of the vehicle and maintaining speed. Rear no-zones. Unlike passenger vehicles, large vehicles have huge blind spots directly behind them that extend up to 200 feet. Avoid following the vehicle too closely. If you are too close, the large vehicle cannot see your passenger vehicle, nor can you see what is ahead of you. Position your vehicle so the driver can see you in the side view mirrors. Avoid the right lanes when traveling up or down steep hills behind a large vehicle or near truckway stations where large vehicles may be attempting to re-enter faster-moving traffic. By avoiding the right lane in these areas, you will reduce the possibility of a crash. Emergency vehicles, police, fire, medical vehicles. When emergency vehicles displaying flashing lights and audible sirens and/or signals are approaching through traffic, the driver must quickly and safely pull to the right side of the road and stop. Avoid blocking intersections. All vehicles must remain in this position until the emergency vehicle has passed or otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer. Move over laws. Ohio law requires all drivers to move to an adjacent lane and/or slow down when approaching a stopped police vehicle, other emergency vehicle, like a fire truck, road service vehicle, such as a tow truck or snowplow, waste collection vehicle, highway maintenance vehicle, or public utility commission vehicle when these vehicles have their warning lights activated. Every U.S. state has a move-over law. When approaching an authorized vehicle stopped on the roadside, proceed with caution. Slow down and yield the right of way by making a lane change into a lane not next to that of the vehicle if safety and traffic conditions permit. If a lane change is unsafe, slow down and proceed with caution while maintaining a safe speed for traffic conditions. Slow-moving vehicles, sayas interpret as characters. ORC sayas 45-11-31. Be alert for slow-moving vehicles, especially in rural areas. A fluorescent or reflective orange and red triangle displayed on the rear of vehicles drawn by animals, farm equipment, or construction equipment means the vehicle is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. Vehicles moving slower than the traffic flow must use the available right lane or stay as close as possible to the right-hand curb or edge of the highway. Use caution when passing. You are permitted to cross a solid yellow line to pass a slow-moving vehicle as long as the vehicle is traveling less than half the posted speed limit. You do not exceed the speed limit while passing, and there is sufficient clear space in the oncoming lane in which to pass. Farm machinery. Watch for tractors, combines, and other farm equipment moving across the road and traveling on state highways in rural areas. Pass with caution, and remember that the operator of the farm machinery cannot hear approaching vehicles. Farm machinery must display the slow-moving emblem and use a red flashing light at night. Animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders. In some rural areas, you may be sharing the road with animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders, which have the same rights as a motor vehicle and must follow the same rules of the road. Warning signs will be posted in areas where you are likely to find animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders, so be alert.